This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to A Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is A Funny Feeling Podcast.
Hello, Betsy.
Marcy. Hello.
I'm going to tell you about a thing I never ever heard about before.
Okay.
It's Maine's Poco Moonshine Lake Monster.
What?
Now, you're asking me, what's a Poco Moonshine?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lake. Apparently, okay. It's in Maine. I don't know why I decided to Google spooky things in Maine, and this is what I chose.
Great.
Because I feel like Maine's a spooky state, because I know nothing about it.
I don't know anything about it either. But it's like an old, like, a lot of history has happened.
Yes. It's the first state? No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's the first one on the ocean, though. Like, it's at the top. Isn't it?
Yeah, like, I don't know. That makes it first.
It's like it coming from the ocean. It's at the topmost corner of the United States.
Yes, in my opinion,
that makes it the
that
first.
That makes it number one.
Number one. Okay. The Poco Moonshine Lake is a 4 square mile lake in part of the Princeton and Alexander area of Massachusetts. It's the alleged home of an alleged sea monster.
Oh my God.
That is 4 feet wide and 30 to 60 feet long.
What?
So, the legend behind the monster stems from a Native American conflict in the area, which they often do. People always try to scapegoat those Native Americans. So the Algonquin Nation of Maine has seen a monster in the Poco Moonshine Lake for centuries. Legend has it that the monster is a result of a disagreement between an Algonquin shaman and a chief of the Mi'kmaq tribe. The Mi'kmaq chief turned into an enormous serpent, which the shaman vanquished and is tied to a tree next to a lake. Sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, my goodness.
So the Alexander Crawford Historical Society wrote about the monster at some point during the frenzy, comparing non-believers of the monster to members of the Flat Earth Society. So they were so sure that this monster was real. He was like, if you don't believe in the earth, if you don't believe in this monster, then you must be a flat earther.
Oh my God.
So the only,
that's wild.
That's so funny. The Alexander Crawford Historical Society wrote about it. The only real sighting of the monster was based on a trail that came out of the lake. The Sewell S. Oh boy. I can't read. Sewell S. Quimby wrote, to the Macias Union editor. Oh boy. What? Guys, I can't remember the smartest woman in America. Anyway, he wrote a letter to an editor. Mr. Editor, as I was returning home Saturday night, I heard a man say with great earnestness that he had seen the man that saw the great snake.
What?
And that they were going to lease the ground around Chain Lakes for hunting ground. That they were all already having great chains made, huge traps constructed, harpoons, lances, spears, gaffs and barbs in readiness when the spring opened, that we were going to catch it if possible, a monster of the mighty deep, now landlocked in this. My accent has gone,
it's going everywhere.
Over.
I like this journey. I feel I'm on a world tour with this accent.
The spring opened. We're going to capture if possible the monster of the mighty deep, now landlocked in a small freshwater pond of the Macias Chain Lakes. Just a little later, I heard another person say with the same vim, they had seen a man that saw the man that said...
they had seen the man that saw the man who said the man...
that he saw the great snake. Hall and Libby were on the shore of Chain Lakes. They had an eyes and saw that they took to be a man and a skiff, but soon became convinced it was a serpent. So they thought it was someone in a boat, but then they're like, that's not a person in a boat.
That's a
serpent.
Damn snake.
Its smallest part was as large as a pork barrel.
Okay, I know what that means.
He says, when last seen in the outlet, it had left the water and passed a distant point of land covered with granite boulders.
I feel like this is
I feel insane.
Making me
drunk.
Yeah.
I feel fucked up. Quimby said the trail was because of freezing and thawing of the swamp, like the trail of the serpent. But he was probably just jealous he didn't see a sea monster. In Maine, there is only one species of water snake, the northern water snake.
Scary.
And at around 4 feet long, it doesn't quite fit the size of the Poca Moonshine Lake
four
monster.
4 feet round.
It's 4 feet long. But even during the time period of the sightings, a skeptic was already crushing dreams. Businessman Manly Hardy. Yeah, you heard me. Manly Hardy.
What a name.
Said the sighting simply could have been otters.
Otters?
Often four or five are seen in company when swimming, one usually in the lead and the others follow in the wake with short
cute
intervals between each. When their backs roll out of the water as they swim, three or four will often look like one body 30 or 40 feet in length. Everybody knows that.
Everybody,
we all literally know that when otters swim, sometimes they look like a 30 or 40 foot long serpent. We all know that. The seeing of several swimming in this manner has undoubtedly given rise to stories and often repeated in our newspaper of large freshwater snakes or serpents or monsters seen in the lake. But we all know that it's just dang otters. Kill the otters. Buy my otter
it's
meat.
The otters.
I don't know. I don't
Whoa
believe. Both. Everything seems so implausible. It all
yeah
seems so crazy. One, that back in the day, the Algonquin and the Mi'kmaq tribe got into a fight, and then one of them turned into a serpent and the other one tied him to a tree by a lake. That seems kind of crazy to me.
I mean, who knows, man?
But I believe it. Full.
Yeah.
I believe it.
But
and
I believe
and
it.
And then I also believe that four otters look like a 40-foot long serpent the size of a pork barrel head. With a head the size of a pork barrel.
Pork barrel. Yeah, I know that.
What would you do, Betsy, if you were swimming in the ocean?
First of all, I would not be doing that.
Do you not go into open water?
I do not go into the ocean.
Do you go in rivers and lakes?
Rivers, I feel a little bit more okay. Lakes, I don't need to do that.
Okay.
But anyways, okay, let's say
so
I
you're
am
swimming
in the ocean.
Betsy, you just won the lottery.
Woo!
You're having
okay
the best day of your life.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You're going, someone says, hey, I'm going to take you in a limo. I stopped by Taco Bell. A lot
okay
of food in this limo. big suitcase of beer.
Oh my God.
We're going to go down to the beach and we're going to swim in the ocean.
Okay, great.
We got the beach clothes. It's just going to be us.
Okay. I'm never going to die.
You're never going to die. Okay. I promise. So you're swimming on the ocean.
Okay.
Full of Taco Bell.
Good plan.
You're toxicating.
Drinking
waste.
A bunch of salt water.
Yeah, after you drink a bunch of beer, you're peeing and pooping right into the ocean. It's perfect. Then you see something, I guess the size of, I don't know, a pork barrel.
Wow. I would. Oh my God. If I saw something the size of a pork barrel, I'd be worried.
Then what would you do?
Swim away.
So good for you.
I would try to swim
Honestly,
away.
Honestly, what other option is
I
there?
I would doggy paddle as hard as I could because I
can't swim.
Don't do the other one.
You don't do the other kind of swimming?
I don't know. It's been a long time. I don't like it.
Swimming's hard. It takes like water. All of your body.
I don't like water. Yeah.
Period.
That's it. I like to drink it.
Oh, drinking water? Shoot, son.
Has anybody seen this thing recently?
It or was it like all just from once, like, but it's been like a lore. I tell you what, I do love the idea of a river monster because things
it.
In are like lake monster.
Lake, yeah.
Because it probably like it's not that far from the ocean, but like some of these, like if there's any kind of inlet or outlet to the ocean, like some things that live in the ocean are so crazy.
Yeah. That's just, why I won't go in the ocean.
I mean, it's fair, Betsy.
It's fucking scary.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well.
That was good.
I definitely said.
Ew, a big old snake.
Ew. My mom hates snakes.
Yeah, they're so scary.
But what if they have thoughts?
Okay.
They're what still, if they think, oh, I wish scary. Betsy would kiss me.
Ugh. Ew.
Kiss me, Betsy.
Get out of here, snake. No way.
I'm going to go hang out with my four otter friends.
Yeah.
Well, that was my story.
That was good.
I definitely couldn't. I had some real struggles in it. You all felt and heard it.
No, your reading was perfect. Your accents were incredible. It was great.
Thank you. You know what, guys? Why don't you send me your crazy folklore stories, paranormal, haunts, whatever you got. Send it to me and Betsy at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Tell your dang friends.
We love you.
We love you.
Marcy.
Betsy.
I'm so pumped.
Me too.
For our guest today. We met in Atlanta shooting a CarMax commercial. And we bonded over good food.
Some of the best friendships
movies,
begin.
A male strip club.
Yes.
Lots of dicks in our head.
In your head?
In our hair.
In your hair?
In our hair.
Oh, it was Jesus. Kind of like The Little Mermaid when she brushes her hair with a fork, but ours was with penises.
With big dicks and wow. Some smaller dicks. It was great.
What a dream.
Used our entire per diem. Or per diem.
Yeah,
to,
I blew it all
You said
there.
Per diem.
I did.
I
just realized
ooh.
That.
Ooh.
Already off to a spooky start.
Yeah, you get a per diem every time you have to go shoot something. Something in Atlanta.
It's terrible. It's
horrifying. So I just take it to the strip club and get rid of
it. Here's your demons.
She's on Z Nation on Sci-Fi Channel. Sarah Coates.
Hello.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
It's so good to meet you. I'm so excited to be here. I actually... After I met Betsy, I was like, I need to listen to this podcast because this is my wheelhouse as well. And the second I started listening to it and the second you guys started speaking about ghosts with, I believe, Oscar.
Yeah.
Yes.
My dog started screaming. Screaming bloody murder.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, and it was like this. And he's a French bulldog. His name is Ruben Wrinkle.
He's
so he
perfect.
Has an Instagram.
Oh my God.
And it was terrifying. And I sent her the video and I was like, this is kind of scary, but I'm going to keep listening because it's the best. But I just wanted to let you know that your podcast reaches the animal world because you know how the animals see the ghosts first.
We know.
Possessed your dog.
They know. Well, and then you started texting me all of these stories and stuff. And I was like, you have to just come on.
Absolutely.
Please come on. And now you're here.
Thank you, and I'm so happy to be here.
That is,
I'm
like,
so pumped.
It's the best way for us to like, because we're like, who has ghost stories? So it's like so nice when our friends are like, I do.
Yeah. I do. I absolutely do.
And you're good. I need to start doing what you do, Marcy, where almost whenever she meets anyone.
That's amazing.
That's like the icebreaker. That's like, my icebreaker. Do you have ghost stories?
That way you kind of know what I'm about, and then we can figure it's out a good what one. You're about.
Absolutely. I another one of my icebreakers is, who's your favorite serial killer? And just kind of like discuss that and see if we have the same.
Who's your favorite serial killer?
I am, this is disgusting, but I'm a John Wayne Gacy.
Oh,
because
fuck.
he was an artist afterward and would like draw these spooky clown photos and just, he is to me the most terrifying.
Wait, didn't they find out that a lot of those, because he was like selling them from prison?
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was like having other inmates paint them.
No!
My whole living room filled with them!
Well, I think he did some, but like he was like basically like a hustler. He was like, gotcha.
Good for him.
No, which makes kidding. Him he's even terrifying. Creepier.
It makes him super creepy.
He's horrified.
I have a tiny little story about serial killers. My uncle lived near the Green River. And he was married to this horrific woman. And they would fight all the time. And they had these twin girls. Oh, and they just had this horrible life. And she was like, did you get sand for the sandbox outside? And he was like, no, I didn't. And one day she was screaming at him so much that he was like, fine, I'll go get sand. And he drives his truck in the middle of the night.
Oh no.
To the sides of the Green River and starts digging and putting sand in his truck. He then gets the police find him because it was like the height of trying to find
the Green River killer.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, what is Gary Ridgway, I believe.
Too much about that. I have a book though that
you got
an Anne Rule book.
That we'll read it all out together.
I'm gonna read it.
He got arrested. They bring his wife in and she goes, he might be. And so he was in jail for like a week. He was absolutely not the Green River killer. Yeah. And they got a divorce.
That's a big last straw.
Honestly.
Is when your spouse is like, yeah, they could be that killer.
You know maybe. I want to say to her, maybe she was a bitch in other ways. But if you're not sure that your partner's not a killer, like if you're like, no, I'm with him all the time and I've tried to make him kill and he won't.
Yeah. Like,
that is, if you're like, he could be,
Who
then
knows?
Like, that's good because a lot of people cover for.
Because too many people are like, no, he's too nice.
Literally,
but he does leave every night.
It comes
from
back
midnight.
Fresh kind of shower.
Having your normal life and then this crazy, creepy
second life. I watched Dateline.
Whoa.
Every episode starts with, he was the nicest, most charming man.
They were the perfect couple.
Yeah.
Like, just so happy.
I just, like, rocked my way through People Investigates.
What the?
On Amazon Prime. Oh, my goodness. Because I love Forensic Files, Cold Case Files.
Love them.
People Investigate, 3 seasons. So you've got a lot of episodes to watch.
But it's so excited.
It's the perfect amount of reenactment. Where they don't speak, it's just kind of like ambiance, and it's not like funny reenactment. Because I either want like full out funny reenactment, or no middle ground, or just none that just kind of like sprinkles like a little ambiance on my story.
People have you watched Wives with Knives?
No, I'm ready.
I'm in for the title.
The reenactment is insane. They're so bad, but it's so fun. Like, you forget that it's kind of like a true crime show, and you feel like you're just watching
a crazy acting class.
A crazy, like, YouTube short. It's awesome.
The other thing is Sex Sent Me to the ER. That's a pretty funny reenactment.
Sex Sent Me to the ER.
It's always like a man in a hospital gown being like, oh, my boner.
And you know that person feels really good about that acting job. Like,
they're like, mom.
What a dream.
You better
I've been
turn
in
it
one
on
reenactment.
TLC.
You have?
I have been in one reenactment.
What?
It was one of my first jobs when I was living in Seattle. It's called like Married to Evil or something like that. But I play
good.
A nurse. An 80s nurse, and I had to walk down the hall, and my line was basically like, you have an ulcer. But that was it.
Did they
didn't get any of the good shit, but I really like had this huge hair, and I felt like, this is my moment.
When it made it to television, is it like one of those echoey kind of like, you hear it, but it's like in the background?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that
so much. Yeah. Our friend Mono, he was in a reenactment. As a terrorist.
It's very unfortunate.
It's insane. He like started, like he did that and then did a CSI or something where he was a terrorist.
Oh, wow.
And like started going that way. And he was like, I don't want to do this.
No.
I don't want to play a terrorist.
All the time. All the time.
Sometimes. I mean, I have range.
Yes.
And it's not like the greatest money you're making on doing these historical
Oh, my God.
Wait, what is Z Nation? I haven't...
Z Nation is a...
Zombie?
Is a zombie show. Okay. It's in its fifth season. I've died three times.
Spoiler alert.
So cool.
It is like a comedic Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. How have I not? I think it's because I don't have
It's on Netflix now. It just came over to Netflix.
Oh, great.
The first three or four seasons.
It sounds exactly like what I want.
That sounds like so fun.
It's really the people who did Sharknado Asylum, the producers made this show.
Yes. Fun.
And not to, my character has sex with the lead character who is a half zombie. And then I give birth to a hybrid zombie baby who crawls out of me and bites its own umbilical cord.
And this sounds like the perfect show.
I went to grad school for theater. And I was like, this is it. Yes. You're welcome, Mom.
It was Shady Macbeth.
Shakespeare.
I love that so much.
And then
much.
They just kept, the fans liked my character, so they just kept bringing me back in weird ways.
And what a great world to be able to do that.
And it's so silly and so funny. And I would definitely check it out.
I'm going to Netflix.
That's so fun. I'm so glad I asked, because I was like, I assume that's a zombie thing.
Yeah.
But... Oh God!
They have zero advertising for the show. Like, it's really just like us being like, "Hey, you guys should probably watch it." And then people watch it, and they.
But I feel like people like Betsy and her other podcasts, Horny for Horror, like horror heads, and people like they talk.
Oh,
they,
love it!
They get the word out. It's sort of like with like ghost story things. Like, I'm telling people, you like ghost stories? You gotta listen or watch this.
The only place I was ever recognized for the show was on the Backstreet Boys cruise.
What
happened?
Dream.
Wait, what happened?
So, what a dream. Everything in that sentence is perfect.
Tell us. Forget the scary stuff. Let's just talk about that.
My best friend, Melissa, when we met, we were both like, so you like the Backstreet Boys? I'm like, I fucking love the Backstreet Boys. And we like had this like secret, and then we realized that they had a cruise, and we're like, we are adults without children. We are going to go on this cruise, and we've gone on two now. The first one that we went on was, she surprised me with it. Oh. And how she surprised me was this letter, and it said, on these dates, and it was notarized and signed also by my boyfriend, that said, you can have sex with these five men on the international waters during these five
I
days.
Love that. It's so all the Backstreet Boys.
And it was the Backstreet Boys' names. And then and the cruise is just, the first one was in Europe, and so we like went to Spain and
I love Italy that so France. Much.
And then the next one was more Backstreet Boys-esque. It was off of Florida. So
yeah, that's perfect.
That's like,
yeah, you could see like Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
I truly would only go on
Lou
that kind
Perlman,
of cruise.
Right?
Yep, that's what
Ron
I meant.
Ron Perlman's a great
different,
actor.
Different
yeah.
guy.
He lives there too.
I think he's a totally different guy. Ron is. Perlman. Sorry, Ron and Lou. Lou's dead.
Lou's
though,
dead. So. And Lou's I think he deserved it. So.
But yeah. I would only go on that cruise because I think maybe I could fuck one of them too.
Oh, absolutely. And they walk around like one time.
Do they get in the pools and like,
oh, there's not very many people on the cruise. I would say like a couple thousand, but everyone is my age, like in their mid 30s, just wanting to drink and listen and like travel back in time.
Yeah.
And Nick Carter was like making out with this girl. And I yelled, you have a baby at home. Cause he just had a baby, but the like music turned down and everyone was like, what did she say? And I was like, oh, sorry.
Never mind.
Don't you dare cock block Nick Carter. Nick Carter get Hez.
I feel
his
the
wife
same way.
Is fine with it.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, maybe that thing, like international honors go nuts. Yeah.
But the girl on the cruise was like, Z Nation, are you Pie Girl? And I was like, this is the greatest week
my
of my life.
I love that so much.
Did you ever think as a little girl... When I grow up, I'm going to be on a cruise ship with the Backstreet Boys being recognized from my zombie show.
Isn't that wild?
That's
there are
it.
A lot of those moments where you're like, I would have never
I thought I'd be on Broadway.
And I would be doing Shakespeare. No, I
Broadway loves Shakespeare.
Loves Shakespeare.
I would have never, I wouldn't want it any other way because I'm so fucking
ridiculous.
So funny.
So
perfect.
That's what's so fun about like being in entertainment. It's like you think you want to do something, but like you don't know where the jobs come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like you just end up working in like.
Oh, and I'm in that part of my career, which I probably always will be, where I will do anything for money. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, absolutely. Oh. I auditioned for the craziest stuff. Like the other day I auditioned for like a Nickelodeon show where I was supposed to be like a hippopotamus that came to life.
And great.
Like, it was just, I was like, this is it.
This is it. I am a hippopotamus that comes to life.
And I was like, I'm so fat. It was really inappropriate and probably horrible. And I was like, this is okay, cool.
What I hope show I get is it. That? I gotta watch that show. Just the hippos thinking about how they're fat.
Yeah, it was perfect. A good
time. I hate my life. I'm so fat. Okay, we're gonna get into it now.
Let's do it.
We always start by asking our guests, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
I am a full spectrum believer.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to be told or proven that it's not true,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Like
You gotta debunk it then.
Yeah, you gotta debunk it. I don't want to not believe it because I believe in like magic and ghosts and demons terrify me. And I hope none of that like comes to me, but I definitely think that I am a full gambit. Like I used to, when I was little, I wanted to be an orca whale researcher, but that was really like covering the fact that I wanted to be a Loch Ness monster researcher. So I had this like,
oh my God,
this pencil box that had orcas on it. And then on the inside it said, but I really want to be a Loch Ness monster researcher.
That's so funny.
I love that so much. That's so, so adorable. I'm just like having a whole plan. Cause it's like, even as a child, being like, people will not respect me if I'm just a Loch Ness monster researcher.
So I'm gonna think about the whales, but I'm really gonna go in a submarine in the Loch Ness.
I used to lie about what I wanted to be when I grew up too. I used to tell everyone that I wanted to be a writer, but I was like, really, I want to be an actor. And guess what I am?
You're a writer.
Fucking writer.
How got my strange life. That you like wanted, like lied about it.
I thought it wasn't as respectable, and sure. I was right. I was right.
You were right. You were very right. Yes.
I still do act, but I also was like,
okay.
I got what was up when I was 9.
That's so funny. I was always straight up. I want to be a cartoonist.
A cartoonist?
And now
you are a cartoon.
And now I'm a cartoon. Yep.
So you were in the area. It was like, just like throwing a ball. And
exactly. It was somewhere around there.
So you were believing in cryptids. You're believing in aliens.
Yeah. Aliens terrify me because I'm a big horror movie person. Yeah. And I love all of that. Like when I was a little kid, I would... there was a tape that went around my neighborhood of like Creepshow.
Oh, I love it. Creepshow 2 is so good.
We would like hide. Oh, it's my favorite. And we'd hide it from our parents, and we would watch it. And like the one that really freaked me out was like the one in the sludge.
It is.
And I believe
so
that.
Like a good and horrifying.
Absolutely. And I've looked up all those actors' careers. Nothing happened, but I was like, really, like, please. They were so good.
They were so good.
But I, you know, those things, there has to be more than we see.
Yes.
So that's kind of like what I follow. There has to be more than we see. And then my boyfriend and I have a pact that if, because you know when you watch a horror movie and someone will say like, this is happening to me, and the other person will be like, I don't believe you, and then they die. We're always like, if I tell you that something is happening,
you better believe me.
We went on a trip to Whistler into this like cabin in the woods, and we were walking our dog in the back, and there was this hut.
Oh,
this like stick built hut.
Fuck that shit.
With like almost very Blair Witch like stick figures hanging from it.
No.
And we were like, we would be the worst horror movie because we didn't touch it. We respected that it was there and we walked away from it. We were like,
see you, we're not going to look at you and I'm leaving.
Yes. I wanted to kick it over. That's very bad.
Yeah, that's when you get possessed by stick witch.
Stick witches are the scariest witches.
Yeah, stick witches will get you.
Stick witches are nasty.
I'm a big fan of witches too because I had a huge craft phase, like the craft. I was wanted to call the watchtowers of the east and like pray to men all.
Oh yes, when I was like, I can remember like getting spell books when I was little, going to the library.
Oh, that's absolutely so cute. Have you ever cast a spell?
No.
Or an intention, like, under the moonlight?
Absolutely. Okay, intentions under the moonlight.
I feel you. I get you. I know exactly who you are. Yes, exactly. Yes, yes.
We, in my family, there was this kind of, I don't know if it would be called urban legend, but there was, I had a great aunt, Sophia. And yes. I used to tell people my middle name was Sophia because yeah. I felt like connected to her because The Craft came out and I found out about her. But apparently she was a witch.
Whoa. I mean, her name is perfect.
Her name is incredible.
Sophia.
But she, well, first of all, she was a woman that lived alone in like the 40s. So she was probably just like a dope feminist like, that everyone was like, you are a witch.
Yeah.
We can't burn you anymore. But,
God, she would, we wish we could.
She would apparently curse people's stock, like livestock. And one man like was trying to steal like the house she lived in. And she apparently cursed his pigs and then they all died.
Oh, brother.
What, you know, I don't know if any of this is true. This is just what I was told from my family. And Sophia. My mom had told me this story where they used to play, it was in Minnesota. They used to play like King of the Mountain, where they climb up to the top of these like snow banks. And my mom cut the shiz out of her leg. And my Aunt Sophia brought her back home and just like covered it with something. And she doesn't even have a scar.
Whoa.
So like weird stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna channel her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh my so, God.
You never know if those stories are true, but
they're fun.
Absolutely.
Why not
fun.
Make them true?
That's amazing. Yeah. Also, speaking of witches, just to brag, I'm going to Fleetwood Mac in 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be,
you're gonna
so
be around
fun.
So many powerful women.
So many powerful.
Where are they playing?
At the Forum.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. That's,
because you know Stevie Nicks is a white
is a witch.
Yeah.
She's
very witchy.
She plays herself on American Horror Story.
Does she? I haven't seen it yet. I'm
white
okay,
witch.
Good. God damn it,
so
yes.
Funny. She's so good.
She's awesome.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/afunnyfeeling. Yeah, so you got stories?
I've got a couple stories.
You have a notebook?
I took a little notebook.
Prepared.
The front of my notebook says Sarah Louis or Sarah Coates Stamos.
That's not my name, but I just love this last name. So
that's
stupid.
Very funny.
It's like my idea book. I channel.
That's amazing.
The main story that I talked to Betsy about is I don't know if it's an alien experience or a ghost experience. Ooh. It's just really odd. And I actually have a recording of my mom, Eloise, telling her version of this because I've told it before and people are like, that is so weird. And so we can play it if you want to hear it.
Should we play it first or after you?
You know, either way, I'll tell it and then we can have my mom kind of give her version of it.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
In the 90s, her sister, my Aunt Marge, passed away from cancer. She had brain cancer and she was the sweetest woman. And she would always say to my mom, because they were best friends. My mom has 11 brothers and sisters.
Whoa.
And so 7 brothers and 3 sisters.
Wow.
And her and my Aunt Marge were like the two connected ones.
Yeah.
And so when she was dying, she always told my mom, I'm going to come back to you, look for shooting stars. Because when they were little, they would lay outside in Minnesota and just watch the shooting stars together. And she's like, that's how you'll know that I'm with you.
Yeah.
So lovely. So after she passed, every year, my mom and I, when we lived up in Marysville, Washington, we would go on our back deck, set out sleeping bags, and watch the shooting stars. And on that night, there would always be like these crazy meteor showers.
Wow.
One specific year, we are laying outside. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And we see a really bright star. And at first I thought like, oh, it's an airplane.
Yeah.
And I would say I'm in, you know, my preteens. Mm-hmm. And it starts coming closer.
Oh, fuck.
And coming closer. And then all of a sudden, our entire backyard is lit up.
Oh,
and it's so bright. And it's weird because I can't really remember like time at that moment. But I do remember I remember getting scared and holding my mom, but I remember seeing my neighbor's backyard clearly. And we both remember seeing like flower petals and drips of water and things just really clearly. And then it was gone.
We're tripping.
Yeah, I know. Were we on acid? Maybe.
Yeah. But it was just like LSD, man.
Yeah, it was fucking tripping.
I forgot to tell you.
We would just take LSD and look at the stars.
My mom's a great mom.
Chill.
Take this pill, baby. And then it stopped. And then I got scared and was like, I'm going to sleep inside. And she's like, okay, let's go sleep inside. And the next morning, we kind of... And I don't remember like going inside, but I remember coming out the next morning and we sat back in the sleeping bags in our backyard talking about what we saw
because
it was super weird.
Yeah.
And then we realized we were looking around and our backyard is on a slant. And where we slept on the deck, you can't see into my neighbor's backyard at all.
Fuck.
Oh,
and we were like sitting and we realized, and then my mom, we walked up to the fence. She like boosted me over and I was like, those are the things we saw. And we weren't like friends with our neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know any of them.
Yeah.
And we just kind of, my mom wasn't scared because she's, I think, a witch, but I was very scared of it. And I was like, that's terrifying. And then we'd always joke with people, then it became a story of when Sarah and Eloise were abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Because we don't remember anything but those bright moments.
Whoa.
And it's not like I remember floating or anything like that, but you can't see any of the stuff we saw so clearly, which is crazy.
And that's wild.
Also like a shared experience too. So
thank goodness, because telling that alone
experiencing like being like that's scary. Oh, like, I don't know what happened to me last night.
So that's so spooky.
Because aliens terrify me.
Aliens
scary. It would be like aliens and demons, because there's things, not that you can't, it's just they're both so terrifying.
Because
so
you don't know like what they're capable of. Should we listen to your mom?
Let's listen to
my
mom.
Oh my god, that is yes.
It was August 12th, 1996, around 2 a.m. We were watching the shooting stars out on the deck. The Perseid meteor showers, the shooting stars were absolutely brilliant. And then one bright star started coming closer and closer, and it was a bit frightening. And then the next thing we remember is our whole backyard, the neighbor's yard, everything was lit up. You could see everything. The dripping of the water out of the hose in the neighbor's yard. Whoa. And the rocks, and just, it was all so vivid.
I did too.
It was over just as quickly as it came, but it was so bright. Now, the following day, we were standing on the deck. Now, here's the kicker.
Yes.
Our deck is down the hill from our neighbor's home. There's no way sitting on the deck that you could see the entire backyard of their home, no matter how hard you tried.
Wow.
Eloise Coates, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
What a cool mom.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so spooky.
Yeah. And it's spooky because she has that Midwestern accent, too. It's like, oh, my gosh.
She just sounds like the nicest person ever. She's like, I don't know how
that's
it happened.
So,
it,
like, my God. And remembering the specifics of, like, the water dripping from the hose.
Well, we both, the next day, we both kind of discussed, like, the visuals that were so vivid.
But you just couldn't explain.
We couldn't explain, and that we were both like, oh, the water was so important. Why was that? So we both were like, the water dripping was so important. The rocks were so important. And the bright light was so weird.
Whoa.
And I've never had an experience like that again.
Yeah.
And we years later, I mean, we still went and watched the shooting stars for years. And my mom still goes out every year, and she lays somewhere. in a field. And, but it's interesting things with my mom because she has had a lot of trauma in her life and grief. Mm-hmm. My dad passed away, and she's just lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I also wonder about, I've heard in other episodes that you guys have had, like, how grief and sadness stays around and what that does.
Yeah.
Like that kind of paranormal, like if it's not like a person, it's like the sadness that happened there or
like just that energy.
It's
that's
like,
just
it like you hang somewhere.
Because I feel a lot of times it is like hospitals and shit where it's like, oh, a lot of shit has
stress
gone down
and
here.
Anxiety and just like, if you can think about what that can do to your body, like what might it do to like the atmosphere and like around you, and just like,
especially people who are sensitive. And I think that my mom is just extremely sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she allows it. She doesn't like push it away. She allows it to just kind of take hold. Kind of going into another story involving my mom and me. When my dad passed away, he had bladder cancer, and he struggled with it for 2 years, just like, and then when he finally came into hospice care at our house, he was down to like 85 pounds, and he was like a 220 pound man, and he was hilarious.
Yeah, I
super
bet.
Funny. We were best friends, like a grumpy man. He kind of reminds me of my dog, Ruben. Like he's just like grumpy, but then would like nudge you and be like, it's just an act. That's funny.
Yeah.
And there he is. I brought them a sticker of
Ruben.
My dog.
Ruben.
And the night that he passed away, so the couple days of hospice care leading up to it, he had kind of gone into a coma, but then he would sit up and look at stuff just so clear as day, and like look at things and have almost like sleepwalking or sleep talking gibberish conversations.
Oh, wow.
And then he would just go back to bed, and he had one of those beds that like is electronic
Hell
and
yes.
be like, zzz.
Yes.
And my mom and I were like trying to give him a bath once, and we all started giggling, and he started giggling, and we're like, this is horrible, but we're all going to laugh through it. And the night that he passed, my mom would sleep in the bedroom with him. They moved their bed out and put his electronic bed, and she would sleep on the floor. And I would sleep down in the living room watching TV because I just love to sleep on the floor next to the TV.
I hear ya.
I know. It's like
I still love it.
Oh, it's so good.
I love falling asleep on the couch.
Oh, me too.
To
it's
TV.
The best nap. It's the best.
It's the best thing in the world.
And I remember, and I wasn't sleeping, and maybe I fell asleep, but I remember my dad coming downstairs and giving me a hug. like clear as day.
Yep.
And not like a dream where you things kind of change when you think about it long enough. Like,
yeah.
You know, dreams, you'll be like, it's so real. And then you think about it more and you're like, wait, what was going on?
That was pretty weird.
And I vividly remember him giving me a hug and me hugging him and just kind of like the feeling of how we would laugh together.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing I remember is my mom screaming my name because my dad was dead. And so I like run upstairs and we found him and it was interesting because his face was cold, but his arms were still warm. So it was still like, because he was covered with a blanket.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of the goodbye,
yes.
Which is so crazy.
Oh, wow. Oh my That's God.
And very intense.
It's super intense and it's interesting because when I talk to people who've had like a parent pass away and they've been really like intimately involved with that passing because it was like so long of watching him kind of fade away. And then this end that was actually beautiful. Like I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was actually really lovely to see, but to know being involved in that there's something like there was something happening that wasn't of our human bodies to be like, oh, he was there. He said goodbye to me.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. And so like after my dad passed, my mom kind of had a lot of just experiences and she was haunted, I think, by his passing.
Yeah.
And so cancer sucks. And so my mom like lost her house, you know, because of bills and that kind of thing.
God,
she moves in with me.
Yeah.
And into my studio apartment in this place called the Chelsea Apartments that used to be a hotel in Seattle. New York, in Seattle.
Okay.
And so it was changed into apartments in the 20s. And it was my favorite place to live, but like one of the Wi-Fis was the Chelsea ghost. So everyone like assumed that there was a ghost.
Yes, I love that so
and
much.
I never experienced anything, but I'd be like, come for me. Like, please. I was like, I'm here. Please show me a sign.
I'm open. I'm welcoming you.
They hate that.
Yeah.
Ghosts don't want that.
No. They're like, I'm not going to scare her. She's excited to meet me.
She wants it too bad. Yeah.
But we're all sleeping one night. And this, I would say like a month or two after my dad passed. And my mom... we're all sleeping, meaning my boyfriend and I were on the bed and my mom, I had like made her a floor bed. It was a very crazy situation. And my mom started going, and like this deep guttural, like
what?
Scream. And then she starts screaming and it's more of like it was probably a nightmare, but I had to wake her and she didn't really wake out of it. And she was so sad. And my boyfriend was like, I didn't sleep for 2 days because he was like, it was the most terrifying haunting noise. He's like, I can still hear it because it's horrific.
My God.
But then I was like, here, mom, take my apartment. I'm going to move in with a friend. You just live in this apartment. Yeah. Enjoy it. We come over one day and she was like, she goes, the other night I smelled this delicious food and I went downstairs and I saw the kitchen and I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, no. There was all this food. And I went downstairs, the kitchen, the people were running around the kitchen. It's just really cool. And I was like, all right, get up. Let's go downstairs, you crazy woman. And she tried to show me where she saw this kitchen and she couldn't find it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, mom.
Got chills.
Yeah. And it used to be the area, like the floor that I lived on, there was the banquet room that they turned into.
Oh my God.
That they turned into little apartments.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of the old hotel to send you guys so you can put it on your Instagram.
But
Yeah. And she was the only one. She's like, yeah, I feel stuff here.
Did
Absolutely.
She eat the food?
She didn't eat the food. She smelled it. She was like, it smelled like Christmas dinner. Like just the best smell. And of course my mom would be like, I got to find this food because I'm starving. I never experienced anything, but she said she'd always feel like a presence in this weird hotel.
Yeah.
And which is bananas. But I also relate it to the grief that she was experiencing and like what, like she was so open to being able to like,
I'm sure
feel crazy shit.
Also, you know, you're not supposed to eat if a
ghost food.
Well,
I was like, tell I was a Pac-Man by a big old, yeah, yeah.
fairy food.
I want to get haunted.
If a fairy ever offers you food, you don't accept food or drink from a fairy.
I don't want fairy food. Yeah. I'll tell you that because much. It's like, probably too sweet.
They like kind of lure people in and it's always food? Poison.
I need to research this. Fairies? What? And then you die?
Well, or they like drug you and take you to the other world and then they trick you. They like trade your babies out. Then you have like a little halfling baby. It's like a big fucking thing.
That was
thing.
The part of True Blood that I was like, I am done with you.
That is it.
Were panthers, there, get out of
it. Are there weird fairies in it? I never
I think our friend Hannah, in True Blood. Hannah played a fairy. Our
in friend, True Blood?
Our friend Hannah.
Well, because Sookie Stackhouse was a you didn't know fairy. That.
I never watched.
Sookie's like half fairy watch. Or
half fairy, yeah.
Or like, yeah, right?
Something that's, like that. I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
But there are some of it, it's just like they didn't really tap into like the interesting part. I read all the books, though,
of course.
Guys,
good. I want to know.
True Blood or fairies?
Or
what?
Both.
So it's called the Sookie Stackhouse series.
Okay.
And it's her being like kind of like this bimbo-y telepathic detective. Sort of like that sort of
that
like.
That sounds awesome. That sounds
and that's right what up my alley.
The, yeah, that's what yeah. True Blood is based on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sookie Stackhouse series.
Shit, I gotta yeah. watch it.
Yeah.
I gotta look up fairies because that's terrifying. I need to warn my mom. I'm gonna call her right yeah. after this
mom,
and be
do
like,
not mom, eat fairy do not food, please.
You, I don't care how hungry you are. You gotta not eat their food.
I wanna get haunted by a food ghost.
Yeah.
Me too. That would be
that
nice.
Sounds awesome.
Just like I wafting into and you like get up out of, it's like a cartoon where you float out of bed nose first towards the food.
And you already start chewing before you get there.
And then it's corn on the cob and you're like
yes. Oh my god.
So who knows? It's very, yeah, it's sad, but it also is odd. Like yeah. when I tell yeah. that story, it's, yeah. people are like, what?
Yeah.
Is no, the, what well, did
and,
happen?
And there was a staircase in this hotel that led to nothing.
What?
Like it wasn't, it didn't lead, it just like, if you went up to the top ew. Floor, the last staircase just led to nothing.
Ew, I hate that.
Me too.
So it's, much.
Well, and of course, like when I'd take my garbage out, I'd have to take this weird, like really small back staircase and I would run with my eyes closed. Like,
oh my God.
Like, just because I was like, I can't do it.
I like still when I'm even at, like staying at a nice hotel, I constantly am just like, I'm going to turn the corner and there's going to be those two fucking twins just waiting to be like, come play with us, Betsy. I'm like, fuck you. I like always get in my head about
those
like
fucking twins yeah. are gonna be here.
Well, nothing those is more terrifying twins. Than children.
So oh, yes. I know. Let alone pretty two creepy. Of the same two one.
My niece Julia, she's 18 now, but when she was little, she would always say like, Daddy, I saw the floating heads again.
No, 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 no way.
Julia, I'm sorry you have to live with another family now.
Yeah.
You can't stay in this family.
I ask my sisters, I'm like, have any of my nieces said any weird stuff? And they're like, no. No, we'll let you know if they do, but we
but it
know.
Is. My niece used to talk about this. It was such a strange story. It doesn't really track, but she would talk about this little boy, the boy who would be in her closet.
Sick.
And he had
sick.
Move.
I hate it.
Purple shirt. No, he had a striped shirt and purple shoes, and he would smoke cigarettes in her closet.
That's very funny.
That's funny. That's a comedy. Like, I'm like, keep telling me I'm going to write it down and steal it.
Side. And they're like, Avery, he can't, your friend can't smoke cigarettes in the house. Mm. And so, and they said, if he keeps coming over and to smoke cigarettes, he can't come over anymore.
He's got to share them with me.
So she pretended to pick up a toy phone and she called him to tell him that he wasn't allowed to come play anymore.
Oh my God. Did he
but
stop?
She used to talk about this guy all the time.
This guy wow. is pounding cigarettes in her closet with yeah. purple shoes on. That's so funny.
I wonder
specific.
If she even remembers that.
It gives yeah. me like a Drop Dead Fred vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be so into that
me
movie.
Me too. I was like, I want to be an actor like this.
Yes. Just that's huge.
The top of the
huge.
Do you have other stories? Or
I think those are like,
those are
my
so
those
good.
Are touchstones
so good.
Of stories.
Those are really
I just know
good.
That like in my life, if it ever happens, I'm going to like that. Cabin in the woods. I'm gonna stay away from it. I'm gonna yeah. view it from afar, but I'm like, I'm not messing with this shit.
No,
yeah, that's how I am now.
Because
like,
I like the other day, my boyfriend and I were walking down the street, and I actually tested the theory. A man was following us because I'm yeah, like I said, like serial killers and like the Golden State Killer stuff that's happening. Ugh, like I'm just
listen to I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Oh my God.
It was such a good,
I've read the book twice because I'm like,
so good.
It's, one, it's like her storytelling is and like gruesome, whatever, but like,
like you're this, rooting
it's
for
so,
her.
It's a
like,
good book. It's yeah. like legitimately like,
it would be
a
an incredible
book.
Like fiction book. Yeah. If it was just like, this is the
it's
story
so
of a, like, but in that letter that it's, she like writes at the, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
I have
where
chills
it is spot
if you,
on
yeah,
of like,
we get no money from Audible but, or wherever you buy it. I don't know.
Buy her book.
A yeah, literal book. Book. But Michelle McNamara's book, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. It's so good. So good.
It's so good.
And mine is like, because I read it in a pool in Vegas. Like,
so it's like soaking wet. But then I was like, I don't care. I'm
I read
not
it
stopping.
Underwater yeah. in a pool.
I might say something that I don't know if this is like, I already regret saying it, but I had this feeling reading it and knowing that she passed that like, I was like, I feel like he was that she was like his last victim.
Whoa.
Because like the stress, because she
whoa.
Like, that like she, I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if that's appropriate or not to say, but I was like, there was a part of me that was like, that felt like, but she brought him down anyway.
Yeah.
She,
yeah.
Yeah, because the sacrifice
she,
of her, like,
yeah, she did just die in her sleep, but like she was like, you know, up all night and stressed and
yeah.
like,
yeah,
like she like had like weird sleeping habits
whoa.
And stuff because like she would just stay up late stay, obsessing
yeah.
over.
Oh.
So well, like
she
that.
Put all that information together. Like she
did
and
so
worked with Paul Holes,
she,
the hottest
Paul
man
Holes,
in the world.
Paul Holes.
Paul Holes.
Yeah, and she kept it really alive.
Yes.
Like when it could have been very easy to be like, we don't know.
And
you
know,
then
we
yeah. don't know.
And then they would have thought that there was just three different men out there who
yeah.
had like
just doing all this stuff.
Yeah, all the what a fucking sack of shit.
He
yeah.
sucks.
That dude is. He's nasty.
Guess who brought him down? A fucking woman.
Hell
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you stupid asshole. Oh, I bet he hates that. I love doing that bit or
like a month after the book came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
so amazing.
Yeah. And I love playing the game with Mano, who I live with, and he's the best. Whenever we're watching true crime, of like you see mug shots, and it's just like, you think that guy killed someone? And they just are the nastiest people. And that happened with Golden State, where I like showed him a picture. I was like, do you think this guy killed a bunch of people? And he's like, ew, of course.
Yeah, oh,
he's
God.
Nasty.
He is nasty.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, no.
You're being followed.
So we were being followed. We went to my friend's
Fuck.
Concert, and it was just this kind of like creepy white guy. And I was like, what is happening? And I said, Matt, walk faster. I'm not liking this. And he was like, don't worry. And I called him out. I was like,
yep.
No, remember our pact.
Remember our
like, you
pact.
Always believe me. So we ran to the
oh,
car, which was
good.
Really
good. That's
and
so
I was
nice.
Like, always believe me.
Yeah, but
because
like,
who knows?
Who knows?
Also, I'm a woman and I've had to grow up with that. Like, always
yes.
running from men
it,
who
it
are
is
behind
like,
me.
It's very
men
lucky.
Really have
men
no
don't ever
where
consider
it. Is just
it.
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
We have to. Keep
well,
in
like no spatial awareness too, because I'm like, I know where all the exits are. I know
yeah.
like who all these creeps
are. I know
where the
all
bathrooms
of stuff.
Are, because just in case I had to diarrhea. Yeah. That's like every place I go to, I'm like,
great,
okay,
great,
I know
great,
the
great,
bathroom,
great.
And now I know how to get out of here.
I'm gonna put something out to you
yeah.
guys. Okay, so I do have mace on my keychain because
mm-hmm.
I was a victim of a violent crime a couple years ago.
I'm so sorry.
I was not harmed physically. I had like a bruise, but like a fine. I just was like held
from
a gunpoint
gun.
from teenage girls.
What the
honestly,
fuck?
Women, more power to you, girls. but. So I have mace now, but like, really, what would I do with it? I mean, I don't know if I would really want to, and like, that feels weird, and like, what would happen? But what if we all had, like tiny mace size air horns?
Ooh,
could that
that's fun.
Just to be like, would that deter and also alert people to come outside?
I think, well, because help doesn't work. I recently was pet sitting a 17-year-old poodle, and sweetest thing in the world, can't walk, worth blind, deaf.
Yeah.
And we walk out the wrong door in this apartment and we get stuck in an alleyway, like fenced in, like 10-foot fence.
Shit.
And I immediately start crying and I'm screaming,
yeah.
Help me, help me. No one came. People could see me and no one came. And I was like, this is it. This is my end. And this sweet, because I couldn't lift the poodle over the thing because he was
poodle.
So old. And yeah, so we need something that is loud
alerting,
and
yeah.
alerting that
yeah.
people would actually come to.
Yeah.
And it sounds just like an early morning, like a radio DJ's like,
there.
So like, oh, there's a really cool song about
cool,
to come
cool
on.
There's a party over there. Let's go. Oh, you're getting harassed. Oh, okay. I guess we'll stop it still.
Oh,
but,
God. Should we listen to a ghost story?
I'd be down.
It would be my privilege. Please.
Pulling up.
Okay, so there are three of us that can corroborate this story.
Hey.
It's me, my brother, and my mom.
Hi.
And my parents had the amazing foresight to buy a used hospital bed for their children.
The hospital bed was used by our oldest daughter, who claimed to be experiencing some weird things happening, like it pushing her against the wall and pinning her, and we didn't really put too much faith in this story, in her stories. But, well, numerous things happened.
I guess one night, I was about 4.
Yes.
I don't remember, but I had to pee in the middle of the night, so I went to go to the bathroom. And this is when my brother and my mom heard me saying something about how I was in pain.
So it was, like, pretty late, and I don't remember what woke me up exactly, but I remember waking up, and the bathroom was right beside my room, so I just left my room, and the light on, and the door was open, and my mom was standing there in the doorway as well, and we're both looking at her, she's just like this tiny little kid sitting on the toilet,
saying, it hurts.
Yeah, and she's like looking down at the ground.
And then she looks up at us.
No, she looks up at you first.
She looks up at me first?
Yeah.
And her eyes are slits like cat eyes with the pupil running in that
vertical way.
Vertical direction.
And then she looks back down. I see this when she looks at my mom.
So she looks up. I see the eyes like that. I look over at Sydney, her brother, and Sid looks over at me as well, noticing these cat eyes.
Yeah, it was spooky. And then she looks back down, and then she looks up at me again for a second time, and we both see the same thing, the vertical cat eyes. She's not talking during this, because once we kind of appeared, she stopped talking. But then she looks back down again, and then
looks up at us, and her eyes are back to normal. It was the weirdest, unexplainable thing that's happened.
It's like nothing happened, but if you weren't there, I wouldn't have believed that seen it.
But both of us saw it at the same time and looked at each other in disbelief. How old would you have been at that time, Sid?
If she was 4, I would have been 8 years old.
Yes, 8 years old, yeah. And it's then after that, then we kind of started talking about things with my sister as well, and she had been watching the girls at one point overnight and corroborated the fact that the bed was doing weird things and she heard weird noises.
You mean like shaking and stuff?
Shaking and stuff, yeah, with the bed.
Yeah, I don't remember much else from this bed, but I remember that I think it happened 3 times, where I'd be lying in bed, I'd look up at like a stippled ceiling, and I'd find the word death.
Whoa.
And I remember wanting to get like a chisel and just get all the stipple off my ceiling because I kept seeing it.
You're still alive.
And I'm still alive today. Who knows if that demon's still in there.
So we gave the bed away.
Yeah.
After a long time.
After a long time. Someone else's kids get to be possessed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's our spooky story. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes,
thank you.
Spook.
Hope you get a little scared.
Fucking did get scared.
Oh my God.
How
you know what?
How dare you buy a fucking hospital bed?
Spooky stories and scary beds bringing families together.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Jamie, I can't believe you got possessed by toilet ghosts.
Toilet ghost is the scariest
ghost.
A toilet cat ghost.
You had a cat ghost living in your toilet, and it came up in your butt and
and it took over your eyes. and then you shit it out again.
I honestly, though,
that is so fucking creepy.
I picked this story because of length more than anything, without putting together that you were going to tell a story that your mom also chimed in on, and how interesting that this is like a family.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't pick them out ahead of time, really. Yeah. I just was like, what works out timing wise? And
well, just like families seeing things together is crazy, because they can't explain it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, yeah, like if you hear some weird crazy noises coming from someone else's kid's bed, fucking chat it up at breakfast. Talk about
it. I will say, I love a thrifty parent that is like, you know what, I'm gonna buy this hospital bed and you're gonna be haunted by it, but it was a good deal.
It was a great deal.
And we could wheel it wherever we need
it. We're keeping it around for a while, even though you're turning into a toilet cat lady.
And
you're
sure it was covered in feces and blood. And
there's a lot of death that happened in it. Lots, but whatever.
That's why the hospital got rid of that bed. Because it was a death bed.
Did it look like a hospital bed too? Did it go like me? Like,
those are, if I had to choose to sleep in one of the, or like,
yeah,
I would be so sad every night.
Yeah. I love that the kids were like, yeah, and she kept it for a really long time.
Yeah, and they still kept
it. So funny.
So we gave it away.
But if you could sleep with a bed where you could kind of lift your head up a little bit and your feet up, wouldn't that, like those?
I do want one of those, like, old people. Fucking expensive old people. I think that would be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
But a hospital bed, those suck.
I mean, I've never had to stay in the hospital, so I'm going to knock on my
dad's. Well, I had it a few times, so.
Ooh, she's braggy.
Yeah,
it's
a braggy bag. Broke my ankle and had to get multiple surgeries, and then one time my heart kind of got weird. I'm fine now.
I'm fine.
I'm fine now. I never sounded like this before.
Before I had this lovely voice.
Yeah, before I had such a beautiful voice.
Very high pitch and lilty.
Really a wonderful
voice. Oh my God,
voice.
I love that family. And I think that
too.
I hope they tell it like every Christmas.
They're
like, remember when your little sister was a cat? Ghost on a toilet.
Yeah, I would make them tell me that every time I came over.
What would you do if you saw someone with like the slits in there? Like,
this sounds harsh, but I think my first reaction would be like, slap them. Like, get this out. Like, just
physical abuse.
Wouldn't you just assume that they were like a goth person with contacts?
A 4-year-old?
Oh, yeah. I know you feel like a person.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you walked in the door today and had those, I'd be like, well, I guess that's what she's into.
She's living her life.
She's doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if like all of a sudden like someone opened their eyes and it happened, I would be like, you're having a stroke.
Something like that. I'd just be like, uh-oh.
Your pupils.
Your wires are getting crossed in your brain
also,
a little
bit. Also, is this a stippled ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Stippled. It's like a little popcorn.
That spells out death.
That's crazy.
I mean, sometimes I look at my ceiling and I'm like, that old man needs to shut up. Because it'll just be like the shape. You know how, like, you can see shapes in a cloud?
My shower has weird things, and there's a little shape. I'm going to send you a picture of it, of a little kid screaming.
It's
Right when we first moved in, I was like, that looks like a little kid screaming, right? Like, I'm not going. Yeah. He's like, absolutely. It looks like a little child screaming.
A lot of media to send us.
I have a lot of media to send.
I'm so excited.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Thank you
so
much.
So good.
I had the best time.
On.
Thank you so much. This is definitely my wheelhouse. I love talking about that. I could talk about it forever. So.
I could too. And serial killers.
Yeah.
This is so perfect.
Have you been to the Museum of Death?
Not
really
yet.
Quick?
No, I don't know if I can handle it.
Okay. You should go.
Okay.
Don't go on a weekend. Go on a weekday.
Okay.
And if you can't handle it, just go to the next room. Because there's certain things that...
Because I heard that there's one room where it's just like videos of people
that's
dying,
that's at the end.
Right?
That's like the gift shop.
Oh my God.
And so you don't have to sit and watch the videos. But it's interesting to see like articles of clothing from places. Yeah. And like there's one room that is all drawings from serial killers, like the John Wayne Gacy room.
Oh,
and like
shit.
Yeah. It's an interesting place. I was not hungry for like 2 days after because this made me feel weird, but it was interesting. And we went on a Saturday and it was too hot and people were like pushing me. So that was rough, but I highly recommend because it was horrible.
Maybe we should try it.
I mean, we're always looking for a field trip.
We have so many field trips.
I was thinking you guys
planned.
Need to go to the Cecil Hotel.
Yes.
And record in
the
room.
Has it reopened?
Yeah. I think it's always been open.
I think they closed it for like a year or
after
so.
After that girl. Thing?
Well, they renovated it and like opened it up under a new name.
Oh.
When I first moved here, that's the first thing I did. I was like, go to I drove to the Cecil and I looked up to see that like barrel on the like I was like, this is terrifying.
Yeah. Fuck. It's so scary.
It's such a scary story.
Oh my God.
It's such a scary. I don't.
We can talk for a million years about
it. Know, yeah.
I forget the woman's name. God, I can almost remember it though. Whatever. Look for the girl found in the water tower at the Cecil Hotel, guys. Google it. It's so scary. There's
it's a
very video.
Scary story.
There's a video of her. Oh, it's very scary.
That video is awful.
But another time. Sarah, yeah. Where can everyone find you?
Oh,
where should they be looking for you?
The internet. I love, well, first of all, you'll only see pictures of my dog, Reuben Wrinkle.
It's good. I promise you guys, it's good.
Yes. He's my best friend. He's my soulmate. Aww. I went to a psychic once and she said that we've lived many lives together and that normally he takes care of me and that he wishes that he could live in my throat and breathe with me. And I was like, I didn't need a psychic to tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, get my money back.
Because he can't breathe. He's a little,
French bulldog.
Yeah. Oh, wait, but and then the psychic...
Oh, this is, yeah, just to keep going. The psychic, so my friend bought me a psychic reading for my birthday and we went and she, the first thing she said is, your dad is here.
Oh.
And she said, he wants you to know he loves you, Scooter Butt. And my I've never told a soul ever, not even my boyfriend, that he called me Scooter Butt. Because when I was little, I never used my arms or legs. I just scooted with my butt. And
which is a very creepy thing kids do. I've seen it and I don't like it.
No, neither do I. I am disappointed that I did it.
Kids are
terrified. And he called me and he'd call me like, hey, Scooter Butt. And like even into my 30s. Or no, I didn't know him in my 30s. Into my late 20s. So yeah, she said that. And there were some other things that she brought up and... I highly recommend going to a psychic. I totally.
We gotta go.
And we met in like Fashion Island, like at a restaurant. And I was like, this was going to go rough. But she, and I tried, I have a lot of expression in my face. A director once said, you have a very gummy face. And I was like,
thank you.
You're like, you're bad at your job.
Thank you. But I tried not to give her anything.
Yeah.
And the stuff that she told me was bananas crazy.
Whoa.
I'll give you guys her name because it was.
Yeah.
And she like didn't have a client after me. So I sat with her for 3 hours.
Oh, that's so nice.
Did she keep going?
She kept going.
Whoa.
And my friend was with me too. So she was reading my friend too. And my friend is kind of like a type A person, which I love, but and sometimes grumpy. And the psychic was like, you need to uncross your legs and face me because you are so closed off right now that I cannot read any of you. And then the moment she did, she was like, okay, this person, it was just, it was bananas.
That's cool.
Give us her name.
Highly recommend.
But what's your handle?
Yeah, my Instagram is Scotesy. It's Scoatesy.
Ooh,
and I
get it.
Scotesy.
I get
it. So my like S coats.
Yeah, I got it.
I used to be made fun of and people would call me Scroats.
I bet.
Yay. Yep. And then SL coats on Twitter.
Awesome.
Watching Z-Land.
Z Nation.
Oh, fuck Z-Land.
You can call it, please call it whatever you want.
Z-Land, man.
Z Nation.
Yeah, I post all the stuff I do on there.
Yeah.
I do voiceover stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
Find me. I would love it. And let's talk about serial killers and ghosts and all that jazz and aliens.
Thank you so much.
I loved it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.